Because reading is what?
Fundamental.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Do You Read BTS? I'm Lisa.
And I'm DeLizay. Welcome back, guys. So this week we're actually doing a one-shot. Each of us chose a one-shot to read, and we're going to just tell each other the story. So Lisa has one, I have one, and we're just going to talk about those stories that we read.
Okay, guys, let me tell you, please be advised that I kind of be jumping all over the place and DeLizay kind of steer me back in sometimes. So because I'm doing it, please bear with me because I'm doing this story myself. Okay, guys, of course, you know the girl in the story. Her name is YN, so to us, she is the girl. And the story is, in the beginning of the story, the girl is walking down the street and she's like, messaging Namjoon, which is her best friend, and she's talking to him, but she's walking across the street also kind of texting and walking at the same time. So as she's walking across the street, she almost got hit by this guy. Yeah, she almost got hit by this guy on a motorcycle. But this girl started talking junk to the person that was on a motorcycle, and she was the one not paying attention. But whatever. So she was talking junk to him, you know, and then she just kept it moving. And so she was like, just kind of talking to Namjoon, you know, texting him, telling him what happened. And instantly he called her and he was like, are you okay? What happened? Blah, 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 blah. She was like, I'm good, but I'm just pissed off and all this stuff. And then as she's walking, we realized that she is walking to the restaurant that her parents own. And she works there, and then she sees the motorcycle there. So when she sees the motorcycle there, she just gets instantly pissed off. So she goes to the business, and she sees this guy talking to her dad. So when, you know, she just goes in and start working and doing stuff, and then he was like, oh, her dad was like, let me introduce you to my daughter. So once he show her who he was, they both like was looking at each other like he was looking at her like, oh shoot, I almost ran over her. And she was looking at him like, now I got an attitude, which she did. And then she was like, well, whatever. He was like, this our new delivery guy or whatever. And she was like, whatever, as long as he don't kill nobody, stay out of my way. And so she pretty much went on her own way doing her own thing. She was just hateful and mean to him. It turns out as they were working there, you know, time has went by. He actually was a really good delivery driver, and their business actually went up because he was the delivery driver. But so if that was your delivery driver, wouldn't you be calling him? So she's still kind of like pissy with him, always kind of throwing a two with him, and they kind of just don't even really speak. It's just really awkward with them. They just do not speak at all. So one day, Namjoon had came into town or whatever, and they were, like, just talking. And, oh, not to mention, Tae is her brother in the story.
Okay.
However, they are foreigners.
Oh, okay, okay.
They moved from another country to Korea. So I don't get it, but okay. And it doesn't say where they moved from. It just say they were foreigners and they moved there as kids. So her and Namjoon became really, really close. And I guess the parents kind of thought that he would be close to Tae, but he actually was really close to her. And come to find out, it's because both of them, Tae and Namjoon, been liking each other forever.
Okay.
But they never really talked about it past that, which I think should be another story. But, you know, she was just in the restaurant and she was talking to Tae and Namjoon. And Namjoon was like, you know, who is that hot girl bike or whatever? Is that who you was been complaining about to me? And then she was like, whatever, he ain't hot, he get on my nerves, bop, bop, bop. And then Tay was like, you really should give him a chance because he's really not that bad of a guy. He really pretty cool. And she was like, whatever, just look at him. What is he, like a dropout? Because he had tattoos on his neck and stuff like that. And she was like, he looked like a dropout. He probably ain't nothing. Like, she was just talking junk, honey. And so Tate was like, you do know he a college graduate, right? And she was like, really? She was like, yeah, and like graduated one of the top of his class. So what you even talking about? And so then she kind of was like, whatever, but you know, she felt wrong, like she was wrong, you know. So time goes by, you know, she's still kind of hateful to him. But then Tay kind of talked to her, and he was like, why don't you just try to be nice to him? Just be cool with him. She was like, okay, well, I'm gonna try to be cool with him. Cause as time went by, honey, you should have been and forgot about this accident. So time went by, she was kind of like, okay, I'm gonna try to be nice to him. So she starts to try to be nice to him, and she noticing that, okay, he not so bad. He not so bad, but she's still not giving him a chance. So as time go by, they just warm up a little bit more at a time. And then one day, her parents that own the restaurant decided to leave and go on like vacation for like 2 months. But when they left her, when they went to vacation, they left her in charge, her and Tay. Well, this particular evening, Tay ended up being very sick. And so he could not come to work. And all she didn't have but a couple employees. And so he was like, well, I'll help you or whatever. And she was like, well, what can you help me do? You the delivery guy or whatever. He was like, just shut down the deliveries for the night and just I will help you inside the restaurant. And she was like, well, that's not really a bad idea. You know, we'll lose some business, but we'll gain some business at the same time. So they end up shutting down the delivery. He worked in there with her. They end up getting really close. Like they were working really well together. And she was like, he really is really, he's doing really well here. Cause she was running like the kitchen and stuff like that. And he was running the front. So he ended up being really good at that because of course he's fine and all the girls wanted to see him. So all the girls is in there to see him. Other people loved his customer service. He was just really good at that. So as I was closing the restaurant, she was noticing that she couldn't find him nowhere. She's like, where he in? I'm trying to lock up, I'm trying to go home, whatever. So he was outside talking to this like little dog or whatever. And so he was out there talking to the dog or whatever, being nice to the dog. And then she was like, oh, you know, I'm trying to lock up. So he was like, well, okay, you know. Oh, see, I told you I'd be jumping all over the place. I forgot to mention that her and Tay had a conversation before this. And the conversation was that he ended up being the old, one of the old lady that they knew grandson. Well, this old lady, yeah, this old lady is like the sweetest lady in the world. And she helped them when they immigrated from the other country. So she helped them do a lot of stuff. And they just know this lady for being really, really, really sweet. And the girl was like, I know he didn't come for somebody that sweet. So
The
I forgot
shade.
to mention that part. So she was just like talking to him, you know, as they was locking up, and they just had a like little light conversation. And she was like, so, you know, you went to uni. He was like, yeah, graduated top of my class. And she was talking to him about his tattoos. And then she was like, what'd you get those tattoos from? Was they bad breakups? Was they like, she was just throwing all this negative stuff out to him. He was like, girl, you really do not think very highly of me at all, do you? And she started like instantly felt bad
Yeah, she should have.
that, as she should, instantly felt bad, right? And then you know, they just kind of talk, and she was like, dang, he actually really, really good. I feel bad for, like, making him feel like a loser this whole time.
Mm-hmm.
So, as they was locking up this restaurant, everything happening, it started pouring down raining. And he was like, well, how are you going to get home? She was like, well, I got a coat right here. I can make it. I only live like a couple blocks away, so I can make it.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, you got that thin jacket. You are not going to be out there in that rain running a couple blocks away. You're going to get sick.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was like, well, maybe I'll just call a cab. And he was like, well, I could just put you on my bike.
Mm.
And she was like, well, if you put me on your bike, won't I still get wet? He was like, yeah, but we'll be going through the rain faster than you catching, you know, walking.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, yeah, you're right. And they'll save me some money with the cab anyway. So, yeah, I'm going to do this. So he ended up taking her home or whatever, got her to the house. He came up with her and he was like, well, I'm about to go. Because she was giving him his motorcycle helmet back.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, well, I'm about to go. And she was like, no, you're not going nowhere. Because at this time, she was feeling something all along
for him. Mm-hmm.
But, of course, as y'all all know, these women be denying their feelings in these fan feet.
And in life.
And in life. So... she was like, no, don't you hear the thunder? Like, now it's lightning outside. You are definitely not finna go nowhere. You just stay here or whatever. So he said, well, okay, well, I'll just stay here because it is lightning and going on. And so she was like, well, let me give you some clothes because you're going to get sick in them wet clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll just hang your jacket up in the shower. So she goes to get him some clothes and find out that she ain't got no clothes for him at all. No clothes. So she ended up giving him this nightgown.
Nightgown, girl.
It was the baggiest thing she had. So she ended up giving him a nightgown. The nightgown had like a cat eating some like donuts and stuff. It had like frilly stuff at the bottom.
That is too funny.
Yeah. Now, it was big on her, but now, you know, he got that nice chest. So it was tight on his chest, so it kind of stretched out a little bit. So when she seen him, she instantly started laughing at him. She was like, I can't keep a straight face with this nightgown you got on. So, you know, as the night go by, they end up just talking about a bunch of random stuff. She ended up finding out so much about him and how he was actually a good guy, that he was only there because he was in between jobs, you know, and he hadn't found a job since he graduated.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just doing something just to do it. And she ended up telling him how she never went to university because it was always planned for her to have the restaurant with Tay. Tay is her little brother, by the way.
Wait, so she gave him all this crap about him not going to school and she ain't never been to school?
That's what I said. You call him a dropout and you ain't even been to school.
Right.
So, yeah, she ended up, you know, and the way she was like, yeah, it's probably stupid because I ain't never went to university and all this stuff. He was like, but you're doing well. The restaurant is doing well. It's pretty much yours. So.
Right.
I think you're doing great. And like, she was doubting herself. So, and I'm thinking like the whole time you've been downing this man and the first time you down yourself, he picked you up.
Right.
So anyway, they just got to talking, got closer through the night. And, you know, as they got closer, you know, she started cleaning up because she had made hot chocolate and stuff for them. She started cleaning up. JK came in the kitchen. He was talking to her. You know, she noticed how close he was to her. And then, you know, they just, yeah, one thing led after another. He ended up kissing her. He was like, I'm sorry. Of course, you know how that go. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I felt something for you and I felt like I needed to do that. And she was like, wait, you feeling something for me? And she low-key feeling something for him too.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he was just like apologizing. And she ended up kissing him back. And then they just ended up making out this whole time. And then she was like, take me to the bed. And y'all know I went down. And when it went down, it went down. It was so good. It was so good.
Yes.
And yeah, and so they end up having sex. She like, of course, when they was done, she did the homegirl thing to do. What are we now? What did I do this for? So she came back to bed. She was in the bathroom thinking to herself, overthinking like somebody I know.
Don't do it. Don't you do it. Don't you do it.
So she got out the bathroom and went in the bed. And he's like, hey, girl, what's up? Come and lay down in this bed with me. And so she ended up doing, they talk. And then he was like, can I take you out for a date? And she was like, well, you know, we pretty much then already did the okie doke. So yeah, pretty much. Ended up just going to sleep. Girl, wake up the next morning and Tay then opened up, came in her house. Like, oh my God, what is going on here? And she was like, Tay, what you doing? And he was like, I've been calling your phone. You ain't answering your phone. Now I know why. And JK in the bed like,
oh no.
And he was like, oh, I see what this is. He said, I ain't even mad. He was like, I was wanting y'all to be together anyway.
Okay.
He said, so I ain't even mad or whatever. And so, you know, they pretty much kicked him out. And then, you know, they just decided that they were just gonna date and be good with each other, and that was the end of the story.
That's cute. I like that.
Oh, by the way, this story is called By Its Cover by Give Me Some Sugar, guys. I'm sorry, I meant to say that in the beginning.
I like it.
Yeah, it was really cute. I really liked it.
That...
But of course, I like, I'll Give Me Some Sugar stuff. So
yeah, Give Me Some Sugar stuff be good, girl.
Yeah, and if y'all want to read this, y'all guess what it said? Tumblr. Y'all know me and Dilla say how we feel about Tumblr.
Yo.
And the one shots we are doing are a lot on Tumblr. So
mm-hmm.
Yeah. But how you feel about that story?
That sounds good, girl. It sounds really good.
Mm-hmm.
It's
it was
interesting,
so cute.
And I feel like there was a lot that happened in the story, but it was a lot, and it had a point. Like it gave you everything. That's what I like about one shots. They mm-hmm. give you everything you need to know, but they wrap it up in a tiny bow so that you can kind of get through it, and then that's that. And you're like, dang, that story was good. And then you either want more, or you're like, no, that was a perfect length.
Right, but the thing of it is, y'all, is that me and Dee was ahead. A really hard time finding one shots because there is a billion one shots out there. The problem is that a lot of the one shots are, hey girl, how you doing? Come on, let's get in this bed.
Mm-hmm.
We can't like give y'all a review on that. So we really had to dig for something good to like, so we'll give you some type of substance mm-hmm. to be, you know, in. So, but yeah, I'm glad you liked that.
Yeah, that was cute. I liked it. I'm sad that she gave him all this grief just to find out he was a really good guy who didn't
really
want to do nothing
guy.
But lift her up.
Right, and I didn't even tell y'all all of the stuff that it was actually way more into that story.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, he was really good to his grandma and stuff like that. Like, mm-hmm. and when he arrived to her house, he was on the phone. She's like, "Who he talking to? He must be talking to his girlfriend." Bop bop bop. And then she was like, "You know, after he got off the phone, she was like, oh, were you talking to your friend, your girlfriend, or whatever?'" He was like, "No, I don't even have a girlfriend." And she was like, "Oh," he was like, "That was my grandma. She was worried about me."
Oh, that's precious.
Mm-hmm. And like he got off every, I think, Thursday early, cause so he could play some type of game with his grandma every Thursday.
That is so cute.
Which was sweet because I go see my granny every Thursday too.
I like that story.
Yeah, it was good. It was really good.
Aww. That was good.
And now I'm
it.
Thinking, what would it have been like for a full story?
Yeah. I mean, it was a full story, but like a longer story for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. I like it.
Right.
I like it a lot. All right. So we're going to do my story, which uh-huh. is called Last Christmas. It's by X June Child X, and it also is on Tumblr.
Yay! Go Tumblr! Go woo, Tumblr!
Woo,
go
woo,
Tumblr!
Woo, woo. Tumblr for the win. So this story, pretty much, there's this girl, and she is dealing with her. Okay, so she was married at a point, and she was married to Jin. But they got divorced, but they still have the same friend group. And so her best friend is Hobie in this story, and he's planning this big Christmas party. And so he's like, hey, girl, I got this Christmas party. I want you to come, but I don't want no mess from you or from your ex, because I'm just trying to have a good time. All the peeps supposed to be there. You know, it's the holidays. We just trying to celebrate. But if you ruin this for me, it's going to be a problem. Why? So she's like, but he tells her this, he invites her, and then he tells her that Jin's coming, like, after the fact. So she's
Don't let me find out this is like the last one.
Girl. So she find out after the fact, and she's just like, oh, great, whatever, all right. But she's trying to play it cool. So she like, yeah, no, it's totally fine. Like, it'll be cool. We're adults. Like, it won't be a big deal. So I don't know what you're worried about. And he's like, Heffa, if you mess with up my party, we going to have to fight. She's like, no, don't worry about it. It'll be fine. So he tells her to bring alcohol, and like, and then that's really it. So she's like, bet. He's got this whole thing catered. It's like it's a thing. And all of his friends are BTS, pretty much. So she goes to work, and she works with Namjoon. And Namjoon has always had the biggest crush on her. So she's just like, oh, you know, let me see if I could kind of find a way to get this man to go with me to this party. So I can low-key kind of like one-up my ex. Like, she knew what she was doing, right? So she's like, all right, let me try to get this off real quick. So she go to him, but she had drank the night before because she was really upset about finding out that Jin was going to be at the party. So she had a little bit of a hangover, and she was still off of that liquid courage. So she was just like, hey, do you want to come with me to this party? But then she decides to be honest with him. So she's like, look, my ex is going to be there, which Namjoon knows Jin because they're all friends. So he's like, all right, girl, like, I get it. It's not a big deal. I would love to go with you, whatever, whatever. So she's like, all right, bet. He writes in his little calendar, and they have a plan to go. So she gets all dressed up. She's looking good. She's ready for the party. And Hobie is freaking out before she even gets there. And he's like, look, bitch, if you don't be at my party at 8, we gonna have a problem. Like, it starts at 8. The food's gonna be served. We got appetizers. They had hors d'oeuvres, and they had the main meal and dessert. And he's like, you better be here on time, because I got all this set up. Everybody's supposed to be here. And she's like, hey, also, I just wanted to let you know I'm gonna bring a date. So he's like, now I gotta tell Jin that you're bringing a date. And then he's gonna want to bring a date, and then you guys are gonna do this weird stuff, and it's gonna be a thing all night. And she's like, no, it'll be fine. We've gotten past it. It'll be cool. He's like, all right, I'm gonna say this again, girl. You mess up this night for me, it's gonna be a problem. She's like, don't worry about it. It'll be fine. So they get to, so he tells Jin. Jin decides he's also gonna bring a date. So her and Namjoon get to the party, and it's cool. She's looking good. He's looking good. They're having a good time, and everybody's kind of chilling. Yoongi is there, and he's got just slick comments after slick comments about her bringing a date and Jin coming and how it's going to be awkward, whatever, whatever. And no sooner than...
Oh, Yoongi to be talking to.
Girl, messy. And messy, and it's funny because like the way that she writes it in the story, he's like grabbing people's food, popping it in his mouth and talking best and like walking off or something like that. Like, it's funny. So she's kind of like low key freaking out about the fact that Jin's going to be there, but like trying not to really show it. And Namjoon consents it. So he like gets her some champagne and is walking and talking to her, whatever, whatever. And as Yoongi is talking his mess, Jin actually walks in. So he's looking amazing because it's Jin, and he's got this young thing on his arm that is gorgeous, and homegirl is pissed.
She look better than me?
Yeah, she is upset. First of all, she like, why are he bringing this child to this party? Don't she got a curfew? Like, talking all this mess about how young she looks and all this other stuff. So... they kind of eye each other at the party, but they're on separate corners of the room. And then they eventually, she's talking mess, and he pops up behind her. And no sooner than he pop up behind her, they start going at it. So they like arguing in front of everybody, but not realizing that they're arguing so loud. And here come Yoongi. Hey, just want to let you guys know y'all real loud. And then they look up, and everybody is staring at them.
Right.
So they kind of get embarrassed a little bit, but they like, all right, and they notice Hobie is pissed because he's like, I told you guys not to do this mess here. I told y'all not to do this. This is exactly why I don't like having, because they had made an agreement pretty much that if there was a party, like you can go to one party, I can go to another party, but we're not gonna be at the same party, or you come at this time and I'll be leaving by this time, type of thing. But they ended up coming to this party at the same time. So Hobie's a little upset, but they're like, hey, we got it. We're gonna chill out, whatever, whatever. So they're eating dinner and everything's like okay, but Hobie didn't do a seating arrangement. So it just so happens that Namjoon and the girl are sitting right across from Jin and his girl, and Yoongi is sitting right next to the girl, not Jin's girl, but the main girl, and talking mess
I was gonna say I know he was talking junky out here.
whole time, just talking mess, and she's getting upset. And so they're making like small conversation, but Jin has beef with Namjoon because he's talking to his ex, and it happens so suddenly in his head. So he's like, oh, I see it didn't take you any time, or how's it being an accountant or whatever he is. I think he's like a junior accountant or something like that. And he's like, you've been there a while, you haven't moved up yet, it's been a while, like what are you doing talking best. So Namjoon's so cool, he's just kind of like, yeah, you know, I'm just, you know, working, slow and steady wins the race, like no big deal. And then old girl's like, the girl that Jin brought with him, is her name is Yuna. So the girl's like, Yuna, like what do you do? And she's like, oh, I'm in school. And she's like, oh, isn't it past your curfew? And it kind of like goes over her head a little bit, and she's like, no, you know, I'm just hanging out, blah blah blah. And she's like, well, what are you in school for? Homegirl's like a what do they called it, an actuary, an actu what is it, actu something, actuator, something with numbers, something that's really hard. And so Namjoon knows what that is. So they after dinner hit it off, and they start talking about all this math stuff because he's a nerd, she's a nerd, and they're like super happy about it, and I think it's cute. So then you hear come Yoongi
Messy.
messy talk about stuff. You really gonna let this girl take your ex and your new boo? I was like, no, he didn't. No, he didn't. So he gonna say that to her, and she like getting an attitude, she mad, whatever. So here come Jin talking mess too. So she's already had it. She's fed up, and she accidentally spills her drink on his sweater, his cardigan or whatever. It's red wine on like a cream cardigan. So he's pissed, and he's like, oh my gosh. And Hobie's like, I told y'all not to do this here. I told y'all not. Let me go. And so he takes the both of them. He gets the cream soda, or the not cream soda, what's it called? The like a
Club soda.
club soda, thank you. So he gets the club soda for them, and Jin takes the bottle and is like, oh, I gotta go clean this up. So he runs off, and then the girl feels bad, so she goes chasing after him, and she's like, hey, like let me help you, whatever, whatever. And they go into the bathroom. Well, they get into it in the bathroom, and he ends up grabbing the bottle from her, and the bottle goes everywhere. So now she's wet, now he's wet, and the spill ain't fixed. So they talk and mess to each other. He grab her up a little bit, and he push her up against the wall to be a damn
Uh-oh.
wall.
To be a while every time.
Girl, every single time. You already know what's gonna happen next.
I know exactly what's gonna happen. And he looked at her eyes.
He
And he
looked
looked at
in her
her
eyes.
and then he looked at her lips.
And they started kissing. They start kissing. They break for a second. They start kissing some more. They talk and mess to each other. Then homegirl's like, you know what? I know you want this, blah blah blah. And she palms him. So she grabbed his mess, and he's like, oh my gosh, you know, I really like you like this, blah blah blah. So then she get on her knees and she go to work, right?
Not to work.
To work, girl. And he like, you know, what did he say? Something about like, you're always so much better when your mouth is busy. So she doing her thing. He gets what he needs to get. Then he's like, let me return the favor. So he does the same thing to her, and she says, you're always so much better when your mouth is busy. So they have a little chuckle over that. But then he's like, she's like, I want you to do me. So they do in the bathroom. Everything's great. Everything's, you know, they have a great time. They both nut, and that's that. So then they start having a conversation in the bathroom where he's like, you know, or I think she says, I wish things could be how they used to be. And he's like, yeah. She's like, I think we maybe got married too quickly. And he's like, yeah, but I also think we got divorced too quickly. And so she's like, I really miss you. He says the same. He's like, well, maybe we could like try it again. So she's like, yeah, are you serious? Like, you want to try it again? He's like, yeah, like no expectations. Let's just see how it goes. So they decide that they're going to do that. And then that's all that happens at the party. So you don't know what happens with the rest of the party, what happens with Namjoon, what happens with the girl. But the next scene is them going out on a first date as they try again to be a couple. And they go out. Yeah, they go out on this date and everything's cute and it's all, everything's all lovey. And then that's the end of the story.
Oh, I loved it.
It was really good. It was really, really good. I liked it a lot.
I like it. It was so spicy.
Yeah, it was real spicy. Yoongi was my MVP for this story.
Yes, he usually be the one.
Yeah, his comments had me dead. Like, I was just over here like, oh, he is. He's spicy. I like it.
The White Army portrayed Yoongi.
I love
y'all
it.
Y'all better not ever meet Yoongi. He'd be like, yeah, I read all that shit.
Yeah, I read every single story.
That is not how I am.
Every single story. I read them all. Y'all are a trip.
Do you think they read it?
I don't know. I feel like they might. Because they see people's like reaction videos and stuff on YouTube. And there's a lot of stories on YouTube too. So I'm curious if they read the stories on there or if they just read stories from like different platforms because, you know, just because I could see them doing that.
I bet they used to read, but now they probably don't no more.
Yeah, they probably don't anymore. You're right.
They probably used to. They was like, darn, these people think this about me.
They probably like, dang, Army creative.
Ooh, Army nasty.
Right. That part for real. But yeah. that was the story. What did you think of it?
I loved it. I thought it was so cute. I love a sassy Jin. And I love her attitude, Yoongi.
Yes.
And it seems like the girl and Jin was kind of on the same sassy level.
Mm-hmm, they was.
And I would have loved to really see how Hobie was. Because it seemed like Hobie like, I ain't never put y'all nowhere.
Hobie was high stress the whole time. Like, he was freaking out about the party. He was really trying to make sure that everybody had a good time. And he was pissed that they were arguing. And it was so loud. But it was funny because he, like, I really don't know what happened after that, because after they left the bathroom, because it just stops there and goes to them going on their date. But I would love to see what would have happened, you know.
I know, girl. What happened when y'all got out that bathroom?
Right.
What y'all say to them?
Right. What did you say to Namjoon? What did you say to Yuna? Because y'all came with them, and now y'all leaving together to go on to start your relationship again? Like,
right, yeah.
And they hadn't been divorced very long. Like, they were able to get divorced quickly because they didn't have kids. They had, they were able to split the assets easily because, like, he didn't need the car. I mean, she didn't need the car, so he got the car, and he didn't need the house, so she got the house. Like, it was fine.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, that's the only thing I wish it would have said what happened after they got out the bathroom. But I get it;
well,
it's a one shot.
That's why it's a one shot.
Exactly.
Like, I wanted to know what happened when they got back to that restaurant in my store too, because you know it was awkward.
Oh yeah, for sure. For sure.
But yeah.
That was good.
I liked that.
Yeah, I did too. I enjoyed yours too. Like, that was nice. I like this. I like this little.
I like this. We have to do it again.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
So what I want to say is, if you guys know some good one shots with some good substance in it, well, we can review and tell y'all how we like it and tell y'all about it, then please send that to us.
For sure. Like, send it to us. Let us know where. Well, let us know where we can find it.
Yeah,
you don't necessarily need to tell us who it's about. We don't need that part for the one shots, but at least let us know where we can find them. And if you can send a link,
right? Because that story that I read by its cover, it actually was on our list, but we deleted it because we could never find the story. We didn't even know it was by Give Me Some Sugar, and so it just happened. We just stumbled. Well, D was that kind of led me to it. So yeah. Guys, tell us where they at.
Yeah. So you can send those recommendations to us via our Instagram, our TikTok, our Twitter. You could just either DM us. That's cool. Or if you want to do, you know, something snazzy, you could send it to an email. You can email it to us at doyourebts@yahoo.com. But yeah, you can follow us on all of our social media platforms. You can follow our podcast on really any place that you can stream a podcast. You'll probably find us there. So check it out. Let us know how you feel about it. And yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. Thanks, guys.
Bye.